Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne welcoming you to a class reunion where you will be reunited with music you haven't heard in years. Now let's get started.
In Harlem, there's a little place where everyone goes to see the way a washerwoman washes her clothes. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, she's got a beat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you a treat. On every afternoon at one, the sessions begin, and all the boys from all the bands come down and sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play, while the boogie-woogie washerwoman washes all day. Rub-dub-dub, that's just the way she rubs. Rub-dub-dub, that's just the way she scrubs. Rub-dub-dub, she wears out all her tubs. She rubs and rubs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rub-dub-dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rub-dub-dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rub-dub-dub, till someone hollers, "Oh, scrub me mama with a boogie beat." You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you the beat.
Ray McKinley was the vocalist on that, but he's also the drummer on that session. And all of this insanity is coming to you, compliments of KPTZ 91.9, and yours truly, Jerry Osborne, now freshly bathed and ready to do a clean show. We get to dabble in the class of 1941, and one of the great instrumentals that year is Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto in B-flat, and it's by Freddie Martin and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto in B-flat was used as the basic music for a number of different vocals over the years, but that's the original, and it's great to hear that one again. 1941 was right smack dab in the middle of the big band era, and one of the biggest of the big bands was Tommy Dorsey's. And occasionally he was accompanied by the Pied Pipers, and that means Joe Stafford, and that is the case with Let's Get Away From It All.
Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet,
in all the 48. Oh, let's go again to Niagara.
And listen, this time we'll look at the fog.
Yes, let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Hit the road and really get away from it all.
Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall.
And let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's travel south of the border. I'll get a real Spanish shawl.
For me, a muchacha.
But not while I watch
her. Ouch, let's get away from it all.
They say there's no place quite like home. A charming thought and pure.
Not true. But until the world we roam,
how can we be sure?
Let's spend a weekend in Dixie. I'll get a real southern draw.
Another one, then off to Reno.
But just to play Keno,
let's get away from it all.
That I love you, sweet, in all the 48.
Off to Niagara,
south.
This time we're digging the fall.
Yes,
yes, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, oh, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, yes, we're leaving. We're hitting the road, oh, we're getting away from it all.
TD with his orchestra, with a vocal assist by the Pied Pipers, Frank Sinatra, and Connie Haynes. And let's get away from it all. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. One way to get away from it all would be to jump on the A train. And that just happens to be a classic piece of music from Duke Ellington and the orchestra. And we got it for you right now on KPTZ. By Billy Strayhorn, it became the theme song for Duke Ellington and his band, and it is Take the A Train. However, after careful consideration, I'm not sure the A Train is exactly where you want to go if you're looking for a peaceful surrounding. Leave the hustle and bustle of the big city, head out into the country, and follow the advice of Mildred Bailey and the Delta Rhythm Boys as to how peaceful it can be.
In the country, it's so simple and quiet. You really ought to try it. You walk about and talk about the pleasant things in life. It's so restful in the country. The right kind of diet. You really ought to try it. You lie and dream beside a stream where daisies nod hello. City living is a pretty living. It's so full of unexpected unexpected thrills. But there's too much stone, too much telephone. There's too much of everything but trees and hills. It's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it. The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country. The skyline of New York is a splendid sight. I know Chicago's loop is magical at night. The natives of Cleveland, of Frisco and Boston, and natives of cities a stranger gets lost in. All of them claim that their city's the best. From deep in the South and from out in the West, perhaps it's all true, but from my point of view,
it's so peaceful in the country. It's so simple and quiet. Someday you're bound to try it.
The only place to be, the place for you and me, where it's peaceful in the country.
One and only Mildred Bailey, and it's so peaceful in the country. Anyone familiar with the 60s music probably knows the song, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. That was a number one hit by Jimmy Soul in 1963, but the origins of that song go back all the way to 1934. But because this is the class of 1941, we won't play the version from 34, but we will play the one that came out in 1941, by H.R. Charles, but on the label it is credited only to The Lion. But The Lion is accompanied by Gerald Clark and his Caribbean Serenaders. And although the message is pretty much the same as in the Jimmy Soul hit, the title on this one is just Ugly Woman. So let's hear what it was like 22 years before Jimmy Soul got a hold of it.
Want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy, live in a king's life. Never make a pretty woman your wife. All you've gotta do is just what I say, and then you would be jolly, merry, and gay. That's from a logical point of view. To always love a woman happier than you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small. I mean, and very often causes downfall. As soon as she married, there and then she'll start believe to do things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else do-do-do. Therefore, from a logical point of view, it's all the love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she won't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. Therefore, from a logical point of view, it's better to love a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman gives you your meal in time, and always try to make you in mind. At night when you lay up on your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head. And like a bird, she call your nice names, a silver bee, toy chung struts or even sikiematnik. Therefore, from a logical point of view, all the love a woman luckier than you. Matters not, your friends might say you have no taste, but love an ugly woman about this place. One who is cute looking, barbarous and rough, with a skin as an alligator, bumpy and tough, with yampi or mutton all into her rice, and around her lips a confirmation bow tie. Therefore, from a logical point of view, all the love a woman uglier than you.
More music.
There's dew up on the ground, and not a soul in sight. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I hear a distant sound, I see a far-off light. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. Murmuring waters say there's no time to delay, hurry on your way, my friend. If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy end. My heart is riding high, my blues have taken flight, and I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight.
Una Mae Carlisle, and she is a genuine one-hit wonder. That was it. I mean, that was a great, great record and a big seller for her, but she just couldn't follow it up with anything else. So on we go with the Class of 41, and the only version that I can recall of My Blue Heaven that starts out with a rip-roaring saxophone is this one.
When whippoorwills call, evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven.
You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room,
a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Hey, Baba, you be you be yap away. Hey, Ula, you be you be yap away. Hey, Baba.
A smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom.
Talking about Molly, me, and the baby makes three. I'm so happy I could oop-a-dow-a-cook-a-mop in my blue.
Just in case you're keeping score, that's the third appearance already in the show for the Delta Rhythm Boys. The influence that they had on most of the R&B and doo-wop groups that followed cannot be overstated, and I'm glad that they're getting the attention they deserve. Meanwhile, it does seem that we are kind of stuck in Amen Corner here. We go from My Blue Heaven to God Bless the Child, and that means the one and only Billie Holiday and one of her signature songs from the class of 1941.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. Got his own money. You got lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. His own. That's got his own.
It wasn't really one of the biggest hits for Lady Day, but God Bless the Child is her most famous composition, that's for sure.
Old records bring back memories.
And we're the ones who bring back the old records.
KPTC for
and from anywhere in the world, online at kptz.org. We are very portable and willing to go anywhere you want to go. Now we have trumpeter Harry James and certainly his most famous piece, but his goal is to duplicate the flight of the bumblebee. So take it away, H.J. I suppose to a trumpeter, this would be the equivalent of the Orange Blossom Special to a fiddler, one that would challenge all comers. Harry James and his orchestra and the Flight of the Bumblebee. Now get back to the hive and service the queen. Well, we enjoy the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, and as any Dorsey Brothers fan would know, Jimmy Dorsey often featured the vocals of Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell, and those two are indeed front and center for one of their number one hits from 1941, Those Cool and Limpid Green Eyes.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dream come. Thank you.
summer sweet nights bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and then fold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool were in my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, I love you.
Mr. Jimmy Dorsey and Green Eyes. I know how much music means to people, and how much of it we play brings back special meanings of important or memorable events. It could be said that we are featuring the soundtrack of your life. In my case, Green Eyes has a special memory. It was my first exposure to the word limpid. I'd never heard that before. It means clear, but its meaning wasn't clear at the time. Now we head on back to music, this time featuring the Ink Spots, and I have it on good authority that no one in their group is a pyromaniac.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. Just want to start a flame in your heart.
The great harmonies of the Ink Spots, and I don't want to set the world on fire. Well, the world is happy to hear that, I'm sure. And so once again, we have Mildred Bailey and the Delta Rhythm Boys This could be the finest version ever of Georgia on My Mind. And oh yes, there's one other very important detail. When Hoagie Carmichael wrote the song, it had about a 55-second introduction with lyrics that you never hear in any of the versions that were done in the 60s. So for that reason alone, it's great to hear the song the way it was originally written and intended. It's an award-winning version of an award-winning song, and you can't beat that. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, happy to say that all those women named Dolores, who might have felt overlooked because they didn't think anyone ever wrote a song about them, well, the truth is out. It was a number one hit for Bing Crosby in the class of 41. Ay, 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 Dolores.
Ay, 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 Dolores.
Love the kisses of Dolores. Ay, 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 Dolores. Not Marie or Emily or Doris. Only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws.
I would die to be with my Dolores.
If I could make Dolores mine, oh like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores
mine, all mine.
A little musical tribute to Dolores's Everywhere. Now KPTZ takes great pride in welcoming to the show all of the members of Company B.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da 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 do da da do do. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B.
Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He is the one and only bugle boy from Company B, and they are the Andrews sisters. Now we keep it rolling with Ella Fitzgerald, and we're going to find out what happens when the Muffin Man comes to town.
Come along, meet the Muffin Man. Hurry, 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 run as fast as you can. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man.
Do you know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane? Yes, I know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Oh, yes, I know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane. He's never in a hurry, never has a worry, bringing joy to everyone. Then he knows his work is done. You should know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. You should know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane.
The always amazing Ella Fitzgerald and Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About the Muffin Man. Yet another KPTZ exclusive. Could I have a little piano accompaniment here, please? Thank you. It definitely wasn't planned this way, but we have the Muffin Man followed by a tune about jelly. But any connection beyond that is purely coincidental. So that brings up Earl Hines and his orchestra, with the lead vocal by Billy Eckstein, one of the big pop stars at the time. And their tune is indeed titled Jelly, Jelly. Let's find out why they're so fond of it.
It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mammy stone blind.
Thanks bunches for tagging along with me here tonight to enjoy the Class of 41. And you know, I think it's a pretty safe bet that this is the first time Billy Eckstein and Bob Wills have ever been coupled together on the radio. But this is Bob's follow-up to his legendary San Antonio Rose, titled New San Antonio Rose. And it features Tommy Duncan on the vocal. I'll catch you next week when we'll be doing the Class of 51. Now, in keeping with the music, I'll just say I gotta skedaddle.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with the memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no, only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. A broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
Friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.